WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. 7th Congressional District Democratic candidate Fred Clark is hoping to reach rural voters in his bid to take over the seat. In an appearance this morning on the WXCO Morning Show, Clark said farming, forestry, and small businesses drive 7th District communities.
We need policies that reflect that. We can't go chasing 1,000-foot deep holes in the ground or huge data centers as job creation for the North.
Exploratory drilling in September revealed gold and copper deposits in Medford, creating the potential for the state's first mine in decades. The state has also seen an increase in companies building data centers, including in Beaver Dam, Mount Pleasant, and more.
That's not going to be sustainable, and it's not going to be providing the kind of long-term jobs that actually provide community prosperity.
Clark also took aim at the Trump administration for imposing high tariffs on foreign goods, saying they have created chaos for small businesses and manufacturers.
We'd visited the Su ginseng farms and learned about how Chinese markets that they spent years developing have been more or less wiped out overnight.
Wisconsin is the leading producer of ginseng, contributing 95% of commercially grown ginseng in the U.S. and exporting the herb across the globe.
Right now, we're landing a gut punch to people in rural Wisconsin because of issues like that and others.
Clark has lived and worked in Wisconsin for 35 years, working as a forester and a land manager.
Relatability is important. Having a lived experience that people can relate to is really important.
Clark joins the Democratic field in the race for the 7th District seat, facing Ginger Murray and Chris Armstrong in the primary next August. A central Wisconsin paper company is getting funding to modernize their dams. Governor Tony Evers signed a bill last week that requires the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources to provide $42 million to Domtar Paper Company, which operates a dam in Rothschild and one in Nakusa. The Rothschild Dam, built in 1912, spans 663 feet across the Wisconsin River. The modernization project aims to replace the timber-cribbed spillway section of the dam, which was last replaced over 60 years ago. The state funding will cover half of the total project cost, which clocks in at $84 million. The legislation requires Domtar to begin the modernization by the end of next year. If they don't, they will have to return the funding to the state. The hepatitis B vaccine at birth for all newborns is still being recommended in Wisconsin. This guidance from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services comes after the Center for Disease Control Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices voted to change the recommendation for when children should get the vaccine. Wisconsin DHS Chief Medical Officer Dr. Ryan Westergaard says decades of data support administering the hepatitis B vaccine within 24 hours after birth and the routine three-dose hepatitis B vaccine series within 18 months. Nearly 50% of people who have hepatitis B don't know that they have it. The virus can damage the liver and lead to lifelong health problems. Newborns can get the virus even if the parent receives a negative test during pregnancy. When a newborn is exposed and infected, 90% of cases lead to chronic disease, according to the Wisconsin DHS. Wausau's 525 snowmobile race returns next month. On January 3rd, the race kicks off with a vintage snowmobile race, and the 525 championship is January 24th to the 25th, followed by another vintage race. WSAW reports the track uses ice rather than snow for its racing surface. Crews spray over 3,000 gallons of water onto the race course. It takes more than 500 passes to create the 14 layers of ice required before the first race. Money raised during the race goes back towards maintaining the track, and leftover money goes to local charities. After all the races are completed, the racetrack plans to hold an open course where veteran and new snowmobilers can try out the track for themselves. Average gas prices fell 5.3 cents per gallon last week. The average across the state on Monday landed at $2.51. This is 26.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and over 25 cents lower than this time last year. According to Gas Buddy officials, this is the third straight week of the national gas price average falling. They say the downward trend may continue as we close out the year. Wisconsin's frozen road law has officially gone into effect for the northern half of the state. According to the Wisconsin Department of Transportation, all of the highways north of U.S. Highway 10 are included in the frozen road declaration. The declaration allows vehicles carrying things like salt, sand, and logs to carry up to 98,000 pounds of weight as opposed to the usual 80,000-pound limit. DOT officials use frost tubes under the roads to measure how frozen the ground under the roads are and if they'll be able to withstand the additional weight. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
The Bucks roll past the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA, Ryan Rollins had 23 points. Kevin Porter Jr. with 24 as the Bucks beat the Pacers in Indy, 111-94. Milwaukee able to snap a three-game losing streak. Head coach Doc Rivers on what made the difference against Indiana.
We just kept playing, you know. We made shots. Thought we defended overall. So at the end of the day, this league, I think if you watch the people come back every night, three-point line and the way people are scoring, there's no lead that is safe in this league. It just isn't. And that's a good lesson for us. I thought we stopped playing the right way for stretches, and in those stretches, I thought Indiana made some hay.
So the Bucks have Christmas off, then head to Memphis to play the Grizzlies Friday night. NFL Packers holding practice to get ready for the Ravens. Quarterback Jordan Love continues in the concussion protocol. Badgers football, Dylan Jones opting to leave Wisconsin. The freshman running back announcing he's entering the transfer portal. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today. We may catch a flurry or two at some point this afternoon. Our high in the low to mid 30s with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper teens to low 20s. Tomorrow, Christmas Day, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 20s to low 30s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.